Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy.
Ted, I'll tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. You've got an open invitation next time you're in Pittsburgh to come here, join me in the studio and get behind the microphone, because I've got a key to the studio and you are welcome anytime.
Well, I've got a key to your heart, Eric, and I appreciate that very much. God bless you for celebrating the best music in the world, and certainly truth, logic, and common sense. You really do represent the pulse and the heartbeat of people that love talented musicians who unleash creative energy. So God bless you. And by the way, I love Pittsburgh. It may be the steel city, but I got words and guitar licks of iron. So we deserve each other. So thank you, Pittsburgh, and everybody in Pennsylvania for all these outrageous fire-breathing years of support for my incredible bands and my incredible music. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yamaguchi, I still believe. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I still believe in the American dream. I still believe you can hear me scream. You're still alive. It's on fire. I defy. It ain't no lie. Oh yeah. Yeah.
And who says prog rock is dead? Well, it is not. It is live, well, and kicking right here on WRCT. Latest from prog rock kings Nectar. Their new album is called Mission to Mars, and that was the title track. Pretty cool tune. Before that, Ted Nugent. Birthday request going out to Jake in Mount Oliver. He loves him some Ted Nugent, Uncle Ted. New music from the Dictators. Let's get the band back together. Great track, new here on WRCT. And we kicked it all off going back a few years ago with T. Petty from Billy Crane. Giving away Billy Crane tickets later in the next hour. You want to keep it right here on WRCT. You know, also later in the next hour, coming up actually really soon, we're going to have Rick Wakeman of Yes talking about his final one-man show tour. Do not change that dial. You know, vaccination is not just for kids. The National Foundation for Infectious Diseases urges all adults to speak with their doctor about vaccinations they need. More U.S. adults die of vaccine-preventable diseases than from breast cancer, AIDS, or even traffic accidents. And adults can spread diseases to others at an even greater risk, like infants. So protect yourself and those close to you by getting immunized. Speak with your doctor, learn more, and you can visit adultvaccination.org to learn more. So when was the last time you were at our website? For all of you FM radio only listeners, and I know that's the great majority of you, when you guys call on the station, one of the things I always ask you is, how are you listening? And those of you listening online is just a small percentage of those of you listening on the FM dial. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you go to WRCT.org, not only can you listen online, including when you get outside of those FM airwaves, anywhere on the planet, you can check out Quartz in Session on WRCT.org. But going to WRCT.org, you can also check our radio and music calendar with updates of concerts coming to town, cultural events in the greater Pittsburgh area, and you can read a write-up of all the shows here on WRCT, including the King of the Hill, the longest-standing show on WRCT. He's got the record, and ladies and gentlemen, he's not letting go. He's got that baton, and he's just going to keep doing more laughs, talking about that kid that used to get picked on in high school. Well, he's got a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mocksters spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, so much more. Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9. And I was talking to the Mockster earlier today, and he's got a pretty cool artist joining his show tomorrow night. He told me he thinks he's going to have her on around 10 o'clock, talking about Amy Rigby. For all of you indie rock fans, Amy Rigby is going to be joining the Mockster tomorrow night on his show, Viva La Mock. And many of you guys know her from being in the band Reckless Eric and marrying, being the wife of Reckless Eric. She's coming to the Bantha Tea House October 18th. And she's going to join the Mockster tomorrow night around 10 p.m. And tune in, Viva La Mock, Friday nights right here on 88.3 FM. WRCT Pittsburgh. So, a few minutes, we're going to have Rick Wakeman. We're going to turn the Wayback Machine back a few notches, going back to 1973. Back in 1973, AM radio was king, but FM radio was catching more and more listeners because so many stations were freeform, independent, and were not locked in by a program director limiting the songs and what could be played. Bands like the band we just played a few minutes ago, Nectar, got their break in America because FM radio DJs gave them a chance and were playing tunes by the band that were 10 minutes or longer. Much like the band, yes, many of their songs would never have worked on AM radio if it weren't for FM radio. Yes, never would have been exposed to America. But going back to 1973, in honor of Rick Wakeman, who's going to be joining us in a few minutes, I'm going to play a promo 45 single that was sent to all of the FM radio stations. At the time, Rick had his classic album, The Six Wives of Henry VIII, my personal favorite. And this was the single. Never would have got played on AM radio, but it got a lot of spins in 1973 on FM. This is Anne Boleyn, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Keep it right here. Rick Wakeman coming up soon.
See you.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. Well, you heard me mention earlier in the show that tonight's a big night for me, for EJL, because on the phone with us tonight, we've got one of my all-time favorites, and I know he's one of yours. We've got the maestro, Rick Wakeman. He's coming, doing a final tour of the states of his one-man show. If you've never seen Rick, or if you've seen him many times, this is your last chance to get to see him do a one-man performance. There's a number of shows around the Pittsburgh area in distance for a road trip. I'm going to be in Kent, Ohio. And with no further ado, Rick, welcome to Courts in Session.
Thank you very much. That's very kind. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. One of the nice things about coming to Ohio for me is my daughter lives in Cleveland, so she makes the trip up with the grandchildren, so I get to see her as well, which is, so it's a double whammy for me.
Well, let's start off with, tell us about your decision to make this the final one-man show tour.
Well, it was about a year ago, well, it was in fact on my 75th birthday, and I've got a list of so many musical and other things that I want to do. And I thought, you know, I looked at the diary for 2024 and for 2025, and it was already full. And I thought, well, when am I going to find time to put in these new projects, of which one of them, just to, without going into long stories, is I want to get involved with schools and with music with children of all ages, because in England, the education system has ruined it. They've taken music out of so many schools. And so my aim is to try and put a lot back in again. But that takes time. And I thought, I haven't got the time. So somebody's going to have to give to create some time. And I looked, I thought, you know, I've been doing the one-man shows for nearly 40 years now. They're great fun to do. But they've, you know, it's time now to retire them, because I can do the new things. Because, as I say, I'm 75, who knows what the future holds. So something had to give, so it was the one-man show.
Now, wait a second. You're not 75, because just yesterday I was 13 buying a cassette of The Six Wives of Henry VIII. It was just yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I still do the thing. I look in the mirror in the morning in the bathroom and go, well, hold on a minute, that's not me. Who's that? You know, it's... You're dead right. I mean, inside I'm still a kid, but unfortunately the rest of my body doesn't agree with me all the time. But it's there's so much I want to do. I can't retire, because I just love music. I love what I do. But it's a matter of now, as you get older, as how do you slot it all in, you know, without killing yourself?
Well, let's take a moment and play a track from the latest release. From the Live at the London Palladium 2023, this is Rick Wakeman with Catherine of Aragon. If you're just tuning in, we've got Rick Wakeman, the legendary Rick Wakeman, on the phone with us finally. I've chased him for the last 3 years. We finally caught him, and he's with us on Courts in Session. Rick, tell us about this special sonata of Yes Sonata that you're going to be doing on this tour.
Well, it's interesting, actually, because I'd like to take the claim for coming up with the idea, but it was actually my manager. And as anybody in a band will tell you, managers never come up with good ideas. They think they do, normally laughable. My manager, Brian, he said to me, "I've got an idea for you." Oh, here we go. "Go on then." He said, "Why don't you take a lot of the themes and musical ideas that you were involved with Yes, and turn them into like a long piano piece with..." And I went, "You know what?" I said, that's really a good idea. And he won't let me forget that he came up with the idea. So I listened to all of the tracks, every single track that I was involved with Yes, picking out bits that I was heavily involved with in my, and then put them into one piece. There's about 30 snippets of Yes music in this piece, Yes Sonata. And the great thing about it, there is a definitive recording, which I've done. But the great thing about doing it live on stage is it's a bit different every night. Because what I do, I use all these different snippets of Yes themes and Yes melodies as almost like stepping stones. So I'll be playing, this, for want of a better word, the stepping stone, and then I'll go off at a bit of a tangent till I arrive at the next stepping stone, which is the next Yes bit. So every night it's always a little bit different, and that keeps it very fresh for me and very enjoyable to do.
Well, that is fantastic, because that means every night is a special, different show. Now, talking about this Yes Sonata,
yeah.
I read from your publicist that you're actually going to have a vinyl pressing available at the concerts of a studio recording of this?
Yeah, we did a studio recording of it. We spent 3 days recording it, a definitive version, till I was 100% happy with it. It's been pressed with a Roger Dean cover. And it will be ready for the tour. I haven't seen it yet. I won't see it till I get out to America. So it's pretty exciting for me too. But I am genuinely very, very pleased with it. It's a fabulous recording. We recorded it in a granary, which has got the best acoustics ever for recording piano, on a beautiful Steinway Model D. I say we spent three solid days recording it. And I must admit, I'm really, really happy with it.
Well, that is incredible. And, you know, I will grab it, and our listeners here at WRCT are going to get to hear it on the radio. So, Rick, I'm looking at the tour dates, and many of these shows are within road trip range of Pittsburgh. October 6th in Troy, New York. October 10th in Rochester. October 11th in Buffalo, New York. October 13th, Kent, Ohio. That's where I'll be. November 2nd, Lansdowne, PA. For those of you listening, if you want to see Rick on his final one-man tour, you can check out his website for more concert dates. Rick, can fans purchase VIP packages for this tour?
No. You know what? It's quite interesting, because one of the things I like meeting people. I really like meeting people and talking to people. And the VIP packages thing, I think, has sort of run its course to some extent. I just like meeting people, you know, before and after the show, and that's really good. I mean, if you're doing a special one-off show, then the special packages and the meet and greets are great. But I think I've sort of gone back to the old school of thinking, hold on, everybody can come along and see this, and I can see people outside afterwards. Wait, if they want stuff signed and people to talk to. So, that's really how I think it should be. So that's what I'm doing. There's no VIP packages this tour at all, because everybody's a VIP.
Well, Rick, I know you're short on time for tonight. I'm so honored to have you here on the radio with me. We would love to get you back again.
That would be fantastic. Yeah, that would be really, really good. Thank you.
Well, Rick, let's close off with something our listeners love to hear. Give us two songs of any genre from Bach to Black Sabbath, two songs that Rick Wakeman likes to listen to in his downtime, and we'll play them following this interview tonight on the radio.
Okay, I'll pick one that I actually had the pleasure of playing on, which I really like, which is off of Ozzy Osbourne's Osmosis album, and it's the track Perry Mason. I just love this track. It's brilliant. To me, it sums up Ozzy, who's a great, 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 great friend. So do that. And then, let's have Help from Deep Purple off of their Shades of Deep Purple album, which just is some great inventive organ playing that you wouldn't expect from my dear departed friend John Lord.
Well, that's terrific. Ozzy Osbourne, Deep Purple picks from the maestro himself, Rick Wakeman, on his final one-man tour. Rick, thank you so much for joining us. Come on back to Quartz in Session, and have a great night, my friend.
That's very kind. Bless you. Thank you.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs, from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Sean Watson. If you like some of the music played on Courts in Session with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, you might also like my show. It's called A Minute Pause. It runs Tuesday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose.